Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending May 2nd, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And news writer Colin Steele.
Today we'll be discussing a number of stories. We're going to talk about the pending Windows XP deadline, HP opening up its services to partners, and we'll also be speaking with Charles Weaver, the president of the MSP Alliance. The first story we're going to discuss is this upcoming deadline with Windows XP. Colin, why don't you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure, Elaine. There have been lots of developments regarding Windows XP lately. Microsoft was supposed to release Service Pack 3, but delayed it at the last minute because of compatibility problems with the Microsoft Dynamics Retail Management System. Meanwhile, Microsoft is supposed to discontinue its license sales for XP on June 30th. But Steve Ballmer, the CEO, kind of left the door open earlier this week and said that Microsoft could extend that deadline if the customer demand is there. And the reason that the customer demand is there or is getting there is, of course, because of Windows Vista. Forrester Research just put out a report that was recommending that enterprises do start adopting Vista if they haven't. But some of the Microsoft partners that I talked to said that, you know, customers still don't want to. Some of these partners think the release of XP SP3 just kind of shows that Microsoft's really committed to XP and will extend that deadline. But Forrester, the analyst that I talked to, his name is Benjamin Gray, he said they don't think that Microsoft's going to do that. So we'll just have to wait and see.
You know, the interesting thing, Colin, is I talked to Benjamin Gray. It was an earlier report. And one thing he said was, you know, the biggest reason for people to upgrade to Vista was to stay legal. You know, here's this thing that was supposed to be this great operating system, and now the only reason people see to upgrade is to keep their licensing legal. That's not a good precedent. And to be fair, I have Vista on my home machine, and I'm used to it now. And I have to say that I'm beginning to think that all of his complaints are overblown. But then again, I have a big honking home HP Pavilion machine. It was built for Vista. It was a new machine.
The next segment, we're going to discuss HP opening up its services to partners. Barb, why don't you tell us a little about this?
The interesting thing here is that they are taking several offerings that had been delivered directly only from HP services people, and they're opening them up to channel partners, you know, mostly in the mid-market. If there's an enterprise partner out there who wants to offer HP's business continuity and recovery services, they can do so as well. That's one of the new pilots HP is running. They are also bundling up managed services to offer through services partner, and this is where you start kind of going down the rat hole of the services acronyms and stuff. I mean, they've been rolling these pilots out for a while now. They're also offloading the support for 750 mid-market companies to partners, so the partners will manage those maintenance contracts. And the partners I talked to said this is great. This is net new revenue for them. Not to be left out, IBM announced some business continuity and disaster recovery services for mid-market companies this week as well.
Is this kind of in response to any prior contention that there was, that the partners felt because they weren't able to offer these services?
You know, HP and partners alike realize that the margins are in services. I also think, although HP denies this, that there is some concern about Dell's increased channel focus, and also Dell is getting into the managed services business. There was coverage issues. Companies who were HP customers were not getting the services they needed, and HP's like, oh, well, you know, if we can't service these guys, we've got to bring our partners into the equation.
Thank you very much for that update, Barb. Now we're being joined by Charles Weaver, who's the president of the MSP Alliance, the International Association of Managed Service Providers. Thanks for joining us, Charles.
Thank you very much, Colin. Glad to be here.
Charles, the MSP Alliance released its annual State of the Industry report, and one of the findings was that 40% of the MSPs who responded aren't happy with their vendors' partner programs. What kind of things are these MSPs looking for from their vendors, and how can they work better with their vendors to achieve those goals?
The statistic that you just mentioned caught us off guard. What we're hearing from the MSPs is very simple. They want access to good technology that works, and they want technology that is changing in such a way that it will keep them current with their clients. Over the last, you know, 5-10 years, we've had a big shift in the amount of vendors who are, you know, talking to the MSP community, and they're doing a lot in terms of education, and that has been great. But I think now, today, we have such a large amount of discussion and a large amount of freely accessible information about managed services that the vendors are taking their eye off of the one thing that puts them into business in the first place, and that's their technology. And what the MSPs simply want is keep your eye focused on technology. Stop, you know, telling me how to run my business. Help me run my business better by making better technology.
What can the established longstanding MSPs do to, you know, continue differentiating themselves and make sure that they don't get lost in the shuffle as more and more players come into the market?
As there are more and more people entering the managed services realm today, they are more coming from the lower end of the SMB sector, meaning these are predominantly smaller shops. And while, you know, at the MSP Alliance, we are certainly embracing their adoption of managed services, we believe that the number of true MSPs today is nowhere near the level that we need in order to adequately support the number of consumers that are coming out in the next 3 to 5 years. But that does not mean that these young MSPs can come in and just start doing whatever they want to. You have to have standards. You have to have a baseline for best practices and what is acceptable managed services behavior. I think that adopting that is a great way to differentiate yourself.
I talked to HP yesterday. This kind of flows from what you were just saying. HP is opening up, or says it's opening up, a lot more of its own heretofore direct delivered services to partners. And it sounds like they're trying to drive people who are still largely focused on product sales into the services market. And I'm just kind of curious if you see any kind of ramifications there.
Wow, I wonder if they've been tapping into Dell's phone lines, if they're taking a cue from their playbook. It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, particularly what Dell has been doing in managed services over the last 12 months. It doesn't surprise me that HP is following suit. You know, I used to be worried about it. I used to be, you know, when I heard about the Dell acquisition of Silverback, I thought, well, you know, what does this mean? And every MSP I talked to, you know, who was a mature MSP, said, don't worry about it, Charlie. It's not going to bother us. They're never going to be able to replicate the intimacy and the level of high touch that we have with our clients. And I think that's the same with HP, with Dell, with any large company.
Especially when you're talking about mid-market and below, because there's just so many companies out there. I mean, you need some local presence, you know, as well as the remote capabilities, don't you?
You have to. Now, you know, I don't want anyone from HP or Dell to think that we're anti them getting in the market. I think that they can provide a great partner for the MSPs to be able to rely on them for larger infrastructure types of deals. You know, I think that it's important that the MSPs remain vocal.
Charles Weaver, president of the MSP Alliance, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And that's about all we have time for today. You can find the links to the stories we discussed below on the page. To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Barb Darrow,
and Colin Steele.
Thanks for joining us.